Hi, and good evening. This is the Pocket Queen Coffee Hour, our new interview series. As always, I'm Peter, just Peter.
And I'm Deacon, just Deacon.
Today's podcast is brought to you by The Tea Bag, capital T, capital B, your perfect quarantine snack. Put it in your cup at 9 a.m., put more water in it at 4 p.m., it'll taste the same.
Today's podcast is also sponsored by The Packing Peanuts. They dissolve in water and in your dog's mouth. You'll hear more about this later.
So today with us we have Steve Hume. He is the expert... I'm sorry, we have Roger. Roger Waters. No, that's someone already, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. We have Roger McKinnon with us here today. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Roger.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. So we hear that you are the resident and leading expert on packing peanuts. Tell us a little bit more about that. What does that entail?
Well, packing peanuts over the years have changed dramatically. A packing peanut once was styrofoam in its hardened, non-dynamic shape and form. Now it's become a dissolvable peanut for packing safety and packing lighter than the more durable peanut.
So would you say that they were originally made in their hardened form to mirror the circus peanuts that we sometimes see, the orange fluffy ones or the Nutter Butters?
it's really more about the environment. We've gone from a world where there's an enormous amount of waste. Just an enormous amount, an inordinate amount of waste. And it's through that we came up with the dissolvable packing peanut. Mm. Because no recyclables required, this is a dissolvable peanut, 100% biodegradable.
So how would you recommend that we dissolve our peanuts? What's the best way?
Well, the best thing that you want to dissolve them with is just regular H2O, just regular water. Put them in a bucket of water and let them dissolve.
So, Raj, if I can call you Raj for
please.
So I back in my day, our children and animals would confuse the packing peanuts for actual peanuts, and they would like it as a nighttime snack.
I remember these times well.
Back in the day, trying times. And I was just wondering if safety for children and animals was taken into consideration with the new development of these water dissolving peanuts.
Thank you, Deacon.
Well, look, we've had challenges over the years, and I can remember right after I got out of college when we started the business, we made a decision that we would have to weigh the risk and reward of the dissolvable packing peanut. The dissolvable packing peanut risk was exactly that, Deacon, that it could be harmful to animals, because what is biodegradable, as they say, is also edible. Yeah, and so it became very biodegradable. It became very, very tasty for our pets.
Yes, of course. So have you heard of any stories of pets eating these packing peanuts?
Well, there's some confusion out there, because there's two things that stick to the roof of an animal's mouth, right? And we can think of the one that we all grew up with.
Peanut butter. Am I right, Roger?
That is, yes, it is. And so, you know, peanut butter for a long time was the only stickable substance on the roof of, say, a canine's mouth. The incisors would not be able to reach around and get the peanut butter off the roof of the mouth, and therefore the peanut butter would stick, and it would be very frustrating for the canine, and it would attempt to try to lick. Mm. On came along the packing peanut. So what happens there, same situation, packing peanuts dissolve in water, as we talked about earlier. We recommend it in a bucket of water rather than taking it out to recycle bin. You go ahead and dissolve it before you take a recycle bin. It saves on the environment, on waste. So what happens when the canine eats the packing peanut, it has what they call the PBE. And I don't know if you're familiar with the PBE or not.
I can't say I am, Roger.
That's called the peanut butter effect. And that was when, through the chemistry of the packing peanut, we actually registered and patented this prior to the release of the peanut, knowing that this was foreshadowing what was to come.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you, in fact, patented the in-water dissolving packing peanut before the patent of the actual real-life peanut?
Well, yeah. What we came to realize was that not only in the environment is there a situation on waste associated with goods, right? And trying to figure out what to do with all this stuff. You know, do you shoot it into space? Do you bury it? What do you do with all this stuff? And we decided that there's another issue within the environment, and that is water. And although this Earth is made up of majority, I think it's something in the neighborhood of 90% water.
As with our human bodies.
There is still a shortage of fresh water. So our concern was that if people took packing peanuts and moved too quickly, going from the recycle bin to the bucket of water, absorption in the states that have fresh water, not ocean, because ocean water is plentiful, but in the states where you have water that is fresh water, which is a commodity, very precious resource, risk associated with a packing peanut dissolving most of the Earth's fresh water. That is a real risk. So we decided that if you made the packing peanut edible, that the canines would eat them, dissolve them that way, and it's through that you save fresh water and you save waste going to recycling.
And there you have it, folks. If you want to save the environment, this is straight from the mouth of Roger McKinnon. If you want to save the environment, you better get some of these dissolvable packing peanuts and a canine. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger.
Well, thank you both. It was a pleasure to be with you. And please visit my website on packingpeanut.com for all the latest updates on the best way to dissolve the peanut.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roger. Deacon, that was mind-blowing.
That was amazing.
I am ready to get out there. Figuratively, it's quarantine edition.
Stay at home, folks.
Stay at home.
But figuratively, get out there.
Get out there. Buy yourself some packing peanuts.
And a canine.
Save the earth. Save the earth. All right. As always, be safe.
Stay smart. Travel light.
Spread the light.
And be the light. Thank you.